This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here as we broadcast from my Tampa, Florida, Salem Media Group flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. You can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe the same way. We're also on Gab the same way. And on Parler, we're at the Captain's America. Now, don't forget, you can check out our website by going to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com to find out more. All right, well, we are going to be talking now to the man, the myth, the legend, from the cold, frozen tundra, Ron Edwards. Good morning. They're all outside the window, and everybody's gathered because they're trying to get a glimpse of Tom Brady if he comes by with a trophy.
Sure. He makes it to you.
Yeah. Well, I'd catch it. Believe me. I'm no different than Gronk. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed under Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see. El Presidente yesterday kind of got the shaft because the never-ending battle, so says Donald Trump anyway, he ripped the Supreme Court decision on his income tax records to have to hand them over to the New York prosecutors. I guess he did win one part of what they were challenging yesterday, but basically he had to give them their tax records, and he doesn't like that.
I don't blame him. I mean, his tax records are his business, and his businesses were all legal, just like everyone else who has been in the type of business that he's been very successful in, paid a lot of taxes in the great state of New York, as far as I understand. But this is nothing more than another witch hunt, another way to try to just get at Trump, to tweak him, and to try to undermine his ability to continue as a successful businessman. That's my opinion. I'm glad he's, been fighting this situation, but I'm very disappointed that the Supreme Court would allow such a thing. I think it's almost partisan in what they're doing. It's very unusual that you would go after a former president in such a manner, or any citizen. I think the United States Supreme Court has really shown themselves as to be nothing but a bunch of black robes gone wild. And when you consider that decision and another important decision that they decided to, I guess let go by the wayside.
Well, the thing is, John Roberts, back about, 10 years ago, kind of took a turn for whatever reason. And whatever the turn was, is what it is. Now, we are stuck. We can't do anything about it unless they commit a crime of some sort, and so far they haven't. So they are justices for life until they decide they want to step down. So get used to it. There'll be more.
Yeah, and like I said, that's a very doggone shame. It's kind of like a pattern. Republicans, through the years, they pick these people that they believe are conservatives, that they're patriotic or whatever, and then they get into those black robes and at the Supreme Court, and they go the opposite direction.
We know one who is Clarence Thomas.
Yeah, he's a true blue guy, and I liked the fact that he stood up and said, you know, and he spoke out against that decision. He said he didn't understand why they would do such a thing, and went on from there. And he, along with Alito, basically the two stalwarts as far as conservatism in the Supreme Court.
Now, Mike Pompeo, former Secretary of State, is saying that Joe Biden is about ready to throw away all the success that have been made in Iran. And obviously...
Go ahead.
Obviously that's because of the fact that we heard about the shadow diplomacy that you and I talked about was going on with John Kerry and other Obama officials that were popping up from time to time in Iran or where Iran was having little discussions with them.
Yeah, well, the situation in the Middle East was moving in a very positive direction under the Trump presidency. You had peace breaking out. Because Trump was dealing from a position of strength. He had rebuilt our military, and he was also dealing with them, like I said, from a position of strength, and he wasn't taking their guff. And he dealt with these nations as they were. He didn't try to deal with them in a fantasy-like manner, the way the Biden administration and the way Obama did. He dealt from a position promoting U.S. interest, and he also stood by our ally named Israel. And guess what, Captain? You saw several nations join up in the peace deal. There were other ones that were going to be joining, and here we are today. All that's going to unravel, and you're going to see a lot of trouble coming out of that part of the world again.
Hold that thought. It's not exactly going to unravel, because if Iran gets close to having a nuclear device, watch and see who Israel has to help them out when they go after the nuclear facility to wipe it out. You know, they will have help. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was one of the most famous American poets during the 19th century, an ardent abolitionist. He wrote the poem, The Building of a Ship, which addressed his fear that slavery would destroy our nation. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, Wadsworth's poem states, and I quote, "Thou too shalt sail on, O ship of state, sail on, O Union, strong and great, humanity and all its fears, with all the hopes of future years, is hanging breathless on thy fate. Our hearts, our hopes are with thee, our hearts, our hopes, our tears, our faith triumphant o'er our fears, are all with thee, are all with thee." In January of 1941, President Franklin D. Roosevelt included the first 5 lines of Longfellow's poem in a handwritten letter to British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, and stated, "The verse applies to your people as it does to us." Churchill was deeply moved, and he saw the letter as a symbol of the two nations' growing partnership. "Give us the tools," Churchill told President Roosevelt, "and we will finish the job. Today, hopefully, we will acquire the tools needed to overcome those seeking to literally enslave we the people and destroy our republic. God bless the USA, and may the USA bless God." I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, which you just heard. And we're going to bring Ron Edwards in right now. But if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you'll love Maus Acura. That's spelled M-A-U-S. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes with 345 horsepower standard, plus some amazing creature features like the quilted leather seats and the front seat massagers. Wow, that feels fantastic. And Maus Acura offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Served, You Saved program for active military veterans, first responders, and church pastors. Located at North Florida Avenue next to Nissan and Moss Acura. .com. Go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and good morning again.
Good morning again.
Now, moving along here, the House conservatives want taxpayers to know about all the liberal goodies that are hidden in the $1.9 trillion COVID stimulus bill. We've been hearing about it all night long in little bits and pieces, but what do you know about what's hidden in there?
This is, in my opinion, a very horrible bill that would, in my opinion, aid foreign nations. There are things in that bill that have nothing to do with helping out our situation here in the United States of America. And I think that's one of the hallmarks of liberalism and leftist politicians in this country. They put together these huge packages, and oftentimes you have billions and billions of dollars, in some cases more aid going to foreign concerns than to Americans.
Well, how about this? How about this one? Did you hear what Nancy Pelosi did?
Amongst many things, what was specified?
She funneled $300,000 specifically for gerrymandering after saying that she wouldn't support any gerrymandering efforts ever again. $300,000 went to gerrymandering.
Well, it's a power play. She wants to, of course, continue, fortifying her Democrat Party ranks. And, would you ever think that they would stick to their word when they say they're not going to do something? It's just another aspect of what Nancy Pelosi and Pelosi and her fellow Democrats are about.
That's why we call her nasty.
Yeah, I do. And so the conservatives are right to try to block this bill and pull it apart and let us see what's all in there.
Mm-hmm.
And we do know that a huge part of it is meant to aid foreign nations, mm-hmm. which some of them are not our friends. And by the way, mm-hmm. The aid should be going to Americans.
Well, sure. It's supposed to be a COVID relief package or COVID stimulus, and it's not.
Yeah, more is going to other countries, some of whom are deadly enemies.
All right, well, how about this one? A Democratic congressman is advocating the Biden administration to consider a female judge be appointed to the Supreme Court, a female black judge. That would be a historic move. Now, I've heard a couple of names mentioned, and one of them, believe it or not, was Stacey Abrams.
Well,
and I did not know that she was qualified to be a judge.
That's why I'm laughing. I could see the Biden administration doing something like this. And I could see him nominating someone like Big Mama Abrams or someone else of that ilk just to appease whomever who would be in favor of such a travesty. But, that's how they operate. It's about not about qualifications, not about dedication or anything of that manner. Well, let's see who we can get here. Okay, we need a black person. It's got to be a black female, of course, and someone who is as left of Attila the Hun. I mean, craziness, Captain. It's just crazy.
Now, what would you say if I told you there were some Democrats that are out there trying to violate the First Amendment, and they were doing so by trying to get removed from cable television the likes of Newsmax and Fox because they spread dangerous misinformation? I thought that's what MSNBC and CNN are doing on a regular basis.
Absolutely. It's just more political wrangling. First of all, I don't think it'll go very far.
No.
Fox and Newsmax, they bring in a whole lot of revenue to these cable concerns, by the way. Money talks, you know, what else walks. But seriously, well, I do mean that, but in a way, this is good, Captain, and I'll explain. The more the Democrats think that they are in the catbird seat, they're going to continue to come out with crazy, asinine ideas like this. They feel that they can do anything that they want to do, and this is just part of the long train of stupidity that they're going to continue with. And guess what? It's going to help us in the midterms. I really do believe it's going to backfire on them.
Well, remember, folks, all politics are local, and it starts right here, right now, 2021. Get involved. Volunteer at your local whatever party you belong to. If you want to do that, fine. If you don't, find a candidate that's running that you like and volunteer for them. Make the calls, knock on the doors, whatever the deal is, but get involved and become part of the solution. Okay, former President Donald Trump, number 45, as I like to call him, will use his new office, 45office.com, to grow and influence the GOP, plus help more new candidates.
I think it's a wonderful idea, very stupendous, in fact, especially if he's helping at the local levels around the country. You've got to build that base all the way down to, you know, he won't be working on this level, but all the way down to the delegates. We've got to go from the delegates and build all the way up. And we've got to fill the local clerk positions. We've got to, you know, just build at the state level.
Supervisor of elections, hello.
Yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Especially, we should have learned that lesson big time here in Michigan, for example. But, I think it's a great idea. It can be very advantageous to the Republican Party. The Republican Party better accept his help because he's the most popular entity in the Republican Party, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, finally, there's going to be a virtual celebration of life for Rush Limbaugh. It's going to be something done in the not-too-distant future on the Internet, probably something streaming where everybody can participate and get involved. It's going to be probably a massive event because of the fact that he's got such a wide reach. And once I find out about it, I certainly will let people know, but I know you'll be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Rush, gosh, what a big hole in the media world and, in fact, in our society. What a great voice for our country.
You know what I said. It's a big hole and a big void, but there are 100 broadcasters out there that will step up to the challenge, and suddenly you'll have 100 Rush Limbaughs out there that you didn't even know about.
Yeah, well,
yep.
It's going to be a great celebration, but we're going to miss the old Rush Bowl for a long time.
All right. Yeah. I will talk to you on Thursday, so stay out of trouble.
Absolutely. You too.
All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't forget, that's theronedwards.com, his website. And I'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
California Attorney General Javier Becerra has confirmation hearings this week to be the next Secretary of Health and Human Services. Becerra will face the Senate Health, Education, Labor and Pensions Committee on Tuesday and the Senate Finance Committee on Wednesday. Critics are saying he's literally the least qualified nominee in the history of the agency. No experience in health, no experience in managing something of this size. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is on trial and faces bribery, breach of trust, and fraud in connection with a series of alleged corruption scandals. The testimony phase of the trial won't begin until after Israel's March 23rd elections. New York State police are reporting a soon-to-be dad was killed Sunday in Liberty, New York, after the device he was constructing for an upcoming gender reveal party exploded. The blast occurred at a home, killing 28-year-old Christopher Peckney and injuring his brother. Liberty is located about 100 miles northwest of New York City.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately?
If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And if you want to opine, the number is 877-969-8600. That's 877-969-8600 for whatever's on your mind. This portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Leaf Factor. And as you already know, most of you out there, I am a loyal and true blue customer who takes Relief Factor twice a day. I take it when I wake up, and then I take it again about midnight at night because the left ankle and leg that I have starts to swell up and all that stuff. I keep it elevated, but still, it starts to do its thing, and I take it to alleviate the inflammation and also to get rid of the pain. And it does that very well, as well as being 100% drug-free. Now, to find out more, you can go to the website they gave me, which is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and try the 1995 three-week quick start. That's all it costs to get you started, 1995 for the three-week quick start, and it's relieffactor.com/captain. Well, I want to tell you about some surveys that were done last week. We just got the results of this late yesterday afternoon. But President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval rating of 49%. Now, this is the third week in a row he's been down below 50%, which is the earliest a president has dropped below 50%. That includes Donald Trump. That includes Barack Obama. That includes George W. Bush. Now, also, in the wake of former President Donald Trump's acquittal in his second impeachment trial, Republican voters still overwhelmingly favor Trump as their party leader. Now, there's a lot of rhinos out there that are shaking their heads going, well, it's true. It's true. And by the way, with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo accused of concealing facts about the COVID-19 nursing home deaths in his state, most voters want Congress to investigate whether public officials are accurately reporting coronavirus cases. I don't know that I'd trust that one either. But anyway, that's what most voters want. Now, in the wake of former President Trump's acquittal and his second impeachment trial, voters are still deeply divided over the verdict. It's 45-45-10 when you talk about the divisions, was he or wasn't he? So that's pretty much even, Steven. 10% don't have a clue. That's about normal when you deal with these things. By the way, not to forget about the fact that according to the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more Americans are having a problem not only with the mask but also with Dr. Fauci. And who wouldn't when he says one thing one time and he turns around and says something else another time? By the way, Americans overwhelmingly say the media should care more about getting a story right than about getting it out first. And about two-thirds of the people believe it's usually the other way around. Also, currently, 38% of likely U.S. voters say the country is likely moving in the right direction. Now, there is something out there called H.R. 1. And H.R. 1 is in the House of Representatives. It's the For the People Act. It's a partisan takeover of the American election system. And the Democrats are racing to pass H.R. 1, the For the People Act. This bill has many egregious provisions, including virtually eliminating any restrictions on vote by mail and significantly reducing the role states play in federal elections. The feds want to take control of the government by legislating their way into when they can't do it until they change, or if they change, or when they change, the Constitution. Now, this bill also represents a massive assault on our First Amendment right for free political speech, and you need to call your congressman or woman and tell them you are aware of H.R. 1 and do not vote for this. Now, all the Democrats have signed on to this. All the Democrats have signed on to this. But you need to call whoever your representative is and just give them one simple little message. You vote for this, we vote you out in 2022. It's that simple. You'll get their attention. So, the number 202-224-3121. One more time, 202-224-3121. Give them your zip code. You'll get your congressman or woman, their office certainly. And if you can't speak to them directly, then leave a message on their voicemail. And if you know their local number, then call them locally. All right, I'm going to go to the phone line here. Is this Eric in Seminole?
Hey, good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call.
I know you're chomping at the bit. What's up?
You got a million topics going on here.
Just one. America.
Well, hey, roger that. Hey, you know, good to go. Regarding Secretary of Defense Austin.
Yeah.
And his Afghanistan and Iranian angle on things.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking last night, Miss Denise, you guys, and you've been talking about it for several years regarding the Iranian deal and stuff. I'd like people to take a moment and stop and think. This coming October will begin our 21st year of operation.
In country.
In country, in Afghanistan. And this is a rhetorical question, because obviously mission parameters change and, you know, situation dictates, et cetera, you know, execution of the mission, et cetera, changes and lift and shift on the battlefield in the battle space. Here's the deal. What are we doing there, and what's the mission? Now what's the mission? Okay, we're supposed to go in there, and I remember still being on active duty when former Secretary Rumsfeld said, hey, this is going to be a generational thing, and look, you know, the proverbial, you know, whiskey tango over, what are you talking about, generation? Go in there, hit it, get it, whack it, attack it, and get home. There's going to, you know, let's do the deed and get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost throughout the past, how should I say, 2 decades in the war on terror, or contingency operations, whatever they're calling it nowadays.
Yeah.
I saw the giant Charlie Foxtrot going on, within reason, you know, political reasons for that. You know, what are we doing over there? We've lost 7,000, 8,000 service members over there.
Mm-hmm.
When are their Washingtons and Jeffersons and, Crispus Attucks going to step up to the plate? Where's the John Adams over there? They're going to step up to the plate for their revolution of what's going on. We took care of ours 245 years ago, however long it's been. Almost 250 years ago, we took care of ours. Where's theirs? And I'm sorry, sir. And you know, with all due respect, I will stand on the line again. I will cross that line again. I will sign the line again for one more time to do the deed. But this is getting ridiculous, because I'm kind of ranting, kind of getting all fired up here.
There's a group. There's a group called Concerned Veterans for America. You've heard of it?
Yes, Roger that. Yes, sir.
Okay. One of the things they're doing is asking that very same question.
Oh, good to go, because I'm glad to see I'm not the only one. This is just my little pea brain rattling around in the early morning here, so to speak. But I guess, you know, Afghanistan is each or his own unique battle space.
And the problem is, the big product that's there that we're not getting anything of is the lithium. The lithium.
Absolutely.
For the batteries.
Sure.
And we're not getting it. It's being mined and being shipped to China.
That's right. Yes, sir.
China.
And they've been buying up all the mom and pop, the smaller battery production facilities throughout the world also, to include, and everyone maybe have already known, to include one in the great state of Kentucky.
Yep.
Okay, where Senator Mitch McConnell and his wife, Elaine, you know, got, you know, more power to him for getting the job done. But I know I got a buddy up there out of Glasgow, Kentucky, and, he's like, hey, we just found out about this stuff going.
I'm trying to remember the name on the building, because I remember driving by a big battery company up there somewhere off 75, and I think it was DECA, D-E-K-A.
You got me, sir. I'm unfamiliar with that.
I think. I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it, but I remember a big battery plant, warehouse, call it what you want. It was huge. And all they shipped out of there were batteries.
And then there was also, many years ago, I don't know if people know this also, Michigan had a big push. The Small Business Administration up there in Michigan was actually pushing for moving battery and lithium battery facilities. I'm not sure exactly what town that was going on, but that also leads, end this, and they talk conspiratorial.
Gotta run, here comes the music.
I need to look in it, yes, sir. Sally Talberg.
All right.
Bye, sir.
Thank you very much. That's Eric and Seminole. Appreciate him. And we'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, looks like as if the stock market, GameStop, is back up. GameStop is back up 13% today. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode.
with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. We appreciate that. You can hear Kyle during hours one and two of the program every night. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road in Sarasota. All their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A., and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store today, or just give them a call at 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget to stop by and see Jill and the gang in a store or give them a call at 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. Now I want to read a couple of emails I got here. First of all, this is from one of our listeners in Colorado. She listens to us on AM 710, The Answer, KNUS, and her name is Vicky. She says, excellent show, Captain. I really appreciate listening to you guys at night. Thank you for exposing the all the riffraff going on in Washington, D.C., and thank you for your governor, Ron DeSantis, in Florida. Ron DeSantis, I wish he runs for president, but not until he's ready to leave Florida to do so. He's got another term. He should finish it. Thank you very much, Vicky in Colorado. Well, thank you, Vicky. Now we've got one from Roxanne in Shreveport, Louisiana. She says, yep, you're right. They're all nuts. All the Democrats are nuts. They must realize that they can't get their job done, so they're resorting to all levels of insanity to get things taken care of. Okay, well, could be some truth in that. And here's one from Pam in Valdosta, where it's a little bit foggy tonight. She's saying, bravo! The reality of describing an evil agenda through or from their push propaganda and those whom are nasty, hateful, cheating, power-hungry, sold-out politicians within our government walls, in my opinion, both figuratively and literally, as they hide behind fences based on yet another fake narrative, which they know can't be true. Now, can Americans get lucky here? Can we just start another government for we the people? Hey, why not? We got to do something. Something's broke, and when it becomes broke, you try to fix it. And if it still's broke, you start over. Well, okay. I just threw that out there since you wrote the letter. And that's Pam in Valdosta. Now, final one comes from Susan P. in Tampa. She says the take back began the morning of the coup and is going to continue as we do have to take our country back. It's not always with guns and bullets, war is won. There are a million other ways to win a war, like putting the truth out. Keep up the good work. We're there for you. Susan P. Tampa. Well, thank you very much, Susan. Very nice letter. Little email there. Now, did anybody see Merrick Garland yesterday? The Attorney General designate? When I heard him say this, I just kind of shook my head and said, what the hell is going on here? Here's what he said. The Portland riots may not be domestic terrorism because the courthouse was empty. There was no one in it. It was closed. They tried to burn down a courthouse, and even though there was nobody in it, it's not domestic terrorism? What on earth is he smoking? What on earth is Garland smoking? Good Lord. And then he said he was not aware that drug cartels were trying to game the U.S. asylum system. How could you not know that one? I don't know. And then you got Neera Tanden. Oh, boy. There's a piece of work. I don't think she's going to get in. And, of course, Chucky Schumer's trying to guarantee and offer anything he can to Joe Manchin and a couple of others to try to bring him over to his side to vote for her. It's not going to happen. It just isn't going to happen. So we'll see what happens. And if you didn't hear this, Joe yesterday once claimed that he was arrested at the Capitol for trespassing while sitting in the Senate presiding officer's chair. Yep. Couldn't make it up if I tried. That's what he said. Now, Nikki Fried. What are we going to do in Florida about Nikki Fried, the agricultural secretary? The governor ordered the flags flown at half staff at all the state buildings, anywhere where the state was involved, half-mast, to honor Rush Limbaugh. Nikki Fried says, nope. I'm not going to do it. She's not going to do it. Okay? Maybe it's time for her to stop being the Commissioner of Agriculture, the Agricultural Secretary. Maybe it's time for her to stop that. I wonder what it would take to get that done. I don't know if you can impeach them or what you can do, but give me a break. Give me a break. Now, you heard me talk about this a couple nights ago, and this is a good time to mention this. The 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, part of the Bill of Rights. It was first ratified on December the 15th, 1791. It simply expresses the principle of federalism known as states' rights by stating that the federal government has only those powers designated to it by the Constitution and that all other powers not forbidden to the states by the Constitution are reserved to the states. Look up the 10th Amendment, see what you can do there. Bagamon Bob, what is it?
If the Portland riots were not an insurrection, then the Capitol riots were not an insurrection.
He didn't use the word insurrection, but you're close.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he used the word domestic terrorism.
Yeah, domestic terrorism. Mm-hmm. But I think they both would fall under the term insurrection because they both were trying to invade an area of government.
Let me explain it to you this way. As a firefighter, if you set fire to a structure and a fireman or a police officer got hurt, didn't matter if there was anybody in the structure or not. When they caught you, it was not just arson, it was felony arson because somebody got hurt because of you.
Right. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Just like an assault would be or something like that.
Anyway. Yeah. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
They got
all right. Yep. Thank you. Sure. Okay, that's Bagamon Bob, and we appreciate that, and that's the last call I'm going to take. But getting back over here to the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment, which makes explicit the idea that the federal government is limited to only the powers granted in the Constitution, has been declared to be a truism by the Supreme Court in the decision in 1931 of the United States versus Sprague. The Supreme Court asserted that the amendment added nothing to the Constitution as originally ratified. And again, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states are reserved to the states respectfully or to the people. This is the out, if you will, along with the Convention of States that allows the states to control their own destiny. Now, that could be one way to get rid of the Department of Education. How about that? I'm not a lawyer, but we are going to have one later this week on the program who's going to explain all that to us. And I'm looking forward to that because that's the Constitution. That's the conversation that we're going to have. So think about that. And don't forget H.R. 1, the other bill I told you about today. The For the People Act, H.R. 1, that baby there's no way on God's green earth that can pass because it's going to give the federal government control of election authority that they should not have because constitutionally it does not give it to them to begin with. You want to talk about same-day motor voting? Got it. Want to talk about ballot harvesting? Got it. Totally unlimited. And a lot of other bad things. Call your congressman and tell them do not vote for H.R. 1. All right. I'll be back tonight. By the way, today I'll be over at the Mission Barbecue, West Waters, for lunch for the gang. Stop by if you have a chance. We always have a great conversation, great time, great people. West Waters, just east of the Veterans Expressway on the north end of the airport. And I'll see you there. I'll be there at 11:30. Have a great day. God bless America. Stay safe. See ya.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.